This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Good morning, Northern Nevada. It is live and it is local right here with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. I'm Jay Biggs.
Look at how he works those controls. Jay, I've decided to send you $5,000 in FTX cryptocurrency. I'm very impressed.
Really? Are you? You know, I could send you $1 million in that right now. It wouldn't have any worth whatsoever.
How are you today?
Good, man. I just woke up from taking a beanbag nap like that guy. The crypto guy.
Oh, remember
he was taking big beanbag naps in his office.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. Anyway,
so other people's money. I looked all over this morning for the wool hat. I am not ready for this.
Yeah,
cool. I'll find it in June.
I will tell you, I upgraded this year for the first time. I've got remote start on a car. And I am utilizing that thing. Oh, yeah, I'll be sitting here in the studio doing my last traffic break and hitting the on button sometimes. It's cold, man. It really, truly is. And in our Carson City office this morning, filling in, and no puns intended for Craig Moss, is Phil Galbraith. Good morning, Phil. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning,
gentlemen.
He's somewhere.
All right. All right, there he is. Hey,
see, it takes time to get the sound out
from Carson City. Yeah. The landline has to come back to Reno and go back. Yeah, I get it.
Well, anyway. Glad to have you, Phil.
I also had a mouthful
I'm
of
John
coffee.
Potter.
Oh, that's the best way to start the day.
It is.
All right, let's go ahead. News and comment right now with John Potter.
Yeah, first want to tell you our lineup today. Rachel Hebert, acupuncturist of Reno, is our first guest.
Well,
then Rick Canale from Remax Gold. Leah and Rusty from Gear Hut. That's a consignment shop for outdoor wear in Reno.
Yes.
Jim Flanagan, what a story he has. Mama Celeste's Gastro Pub and Pizzeria.
Yes, out there in Sparks.
Came from Paradise, California to Sparks. Yeah, hope he brings a pie, right?
Oh, man, that'd be nice. Yeah, if you're listening,
at
Mr.
11
Flanagan.
O'clock, Reno's anchorman, the nicest guy in TV news. News 4's Joe Hart is going to be on with us at 11, and then
hold on. I just realized something, John. This might be a first in Reno.
Why?
You know, I used to be on 8.
Yeah.
You used to be on 2.
Okay.
And Joe's on 4.
Yeah.
This might be the first time
set,
we've
folks.
Ever. Yeah. We. This might. Yeah. It's like a full hand of cards here.
And then Jay invited Motley Crue from King of the Cage to end the show today. So.
Oh yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yes. News and comment. Here we go.
As he gets it ready.
The election results are officially certified in Washoe and Clark counties. Despite the group of protesters outside the Washoe County government building on 9th Street yesterday holding signs demanding a hand recount and 3 hours of public comment inside, commissioners voted to certify the results. They all did except for Jeannie Herman, who said she herself saw problems with the cameras streaming the vote counting. And Commissioner Von Hartung voted to approve the results, but said he supports reviewing the election laws to, quote, clean things up. The Registrar of Voters reported the turnout in Washoe County was 63%, down from 70% in 2018's midterms. It was a quieter scene in Carson City as supervisors there certified their results yesterday. Their vote was unanimous. Clerk Recorder Aubrey Rowlett said turnout in the capital city was also 63%. She said, quote, I understand the frustration of delayed results, but we are following current Nevada law. That's right. What, it's been 11 days or so? Secretary of State is expected to post online the final vote total counts on Monday morning. A strong push to make Nevada the first state to have a primary came from state Democrats in Congress yesterday. They put out a statement asking their national committee to drop Iowa, as, you know, they do this every 4 years. They're asking the national committee to drop Iowa as the first state to vote and put the Silver State there instead. They've been pushing for this for a long time. Many Democrats say Iowa is not diverse enough to represent the country and is not an accurate predictor of who wins a presidential nomination. The Rules Committee will meet in December to write the primary calendar. schedule. Besides Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, they also want to be the first primary in the first primary position for the presidential elections.
It's so weird to me. Shaking your head. We just can't get these things straight. I don't understand. And Nevada, what a joke. I mean, nationally, us and Arizona. I mean, come on. And it's like you said, I have told so many people this week what you said last week about how, I mean, come on, Nevada is, I mean, it's a cards and casino.
We're the pros at counting here.
Well, people did agree with me, though, that the people that count the money in the back of the casinos could be the ballot counters.
There you
and
go.
Things will go a lot quicker.
Well, I will say I've never known an election year where our local voting results on TV were reported 11 days after Election Day. And on cable, as long as I'm spouting off here, it's incredible to me that there are still some news anchors and reporters and experts who still call us Nevada. Still.
Yeah.
I heard it more than once last week.
Yeah. Believe me, it's all over. Oh, yeah. And another different misconception that people do all the time, too, is they think that Reno and Sparks are like right next to Las Vegas. They think it's a suburb.
All the time. Yeah.
All the time.
Hey, I'm headed to Vegas.
Want to hang out?
I can stop by and see ya.
16-hour round trip. Go ahead, buddy.
Also, the Washoe County School District says graduation rates went up this year to 84.4%. That's 1.9 percentage points higher than last year. However, the countywide graduation rate got a 2.8% boost in how it was calculated. This year, students who were expelled or transferred to a GED program were not counted. Six local high schools had plus 90% graduation rates. They are Incline, Reno High, Galena, and McQueen. The other two are the alternative high schools at TMCC and AACT. Congratulations, students. The city of Reno has taken the first steps to licensing cannabis consumption lounges. Oh, there. Jay just perked up there. Put the paper down.
I did not.
The business license department has opened up public comment on legalizing and regulating marijuana lounges. You can give your opinion as of this morning. There's an online form on the city of Reno website.
And this is for the cannabis lounges?
Yes. Lounges where you can walk in and partake.
You know, here's my thing.
Before,
with it,
now, the rule now is not in public and to do it in your own abode.
Right. You know? Exactly. You know, it's weird. I've had this conversation this week with somebody because it's like with the laws, what are the difference in the laws between alcohol and cannabis other than the public consumption? And really, you can't even publicly consume liquor either. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's pretty much the same law. So I tell people, it's like, it's funny. How is it not taboo now? Whereas, like, you can go up to your, you know, coworker and be like, hey, man, after work, let's go grab a beer. Like, is it not just as taboo to say, hey, let's go roll a joint after work? I'm just saying, like, is it not? I mean, it's got to be the same, pretty much the same thing.
Do you think it should be the same?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so.
I see where you're going now, Jay.
I'm not saying let's go grab a beer after work, Donald.
Hey, man, let's roll one, dude. Okay, well, if you ask my opinion, in all seriousness, when it comes to being out in public, especially driving, why do we need, the phones are going to light up now, why do we need another intoxicant?
Yeah, as far as the driving.
In public, okay? In public, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I ride the bike a lot, and I think of these things that, now we're going to add this.
You don't want somebody with bad reaction time driving their car next to you on a bike. I get it. I completely understand. I'm with all that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah.
You're not out to kill me. I appreciate it.
No. That. And I don't appreciate people that are, you know, it's like if you're going to get intoxicated or stoned or whatever you want to call it, stay home. That's, you know, that's your thing to do. It's just like drinking.
Well, they're taking public comment right now. I just saw it on the website and they're going to be taking comments up to December 9th on the lounges to use cannabis in Reno. You can also speak at two public meetings, which are going to be held at Reno City Hall and on Zoom. The first one on the 30th, the second December 1st. Okay, finally in sports. The 5A championship high school football game is today.
Yay!
1:30 at the Carson High School field. Local favorites, Bishop Minogue, taking on Bishop Gorman of Las Vegas. Folks, it's the battle of the bishops.
Bishop Gorman cannot lose. They just don't lose because they recruit players from other places.
Hey, go to Vegas if you're going to spout that off. The two private Catholic schools play for the 5A trophy. And also tonight, the Wolfpack playing their final home game, 7:30 at Mackey Stadium, where the 2-8 record Pack takes on Fresno State with its 6-4 record. The spread is Fresno by 22.
There we go. All right. Live and Local continues next. We got Rachel Hebert coming in, OMD. She's going to talk to us next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay.
Did she bring her pins?
I don't know. You're about
acupuncturist, folks.
You might get poked, John. Watch out. It's next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's always live and it's always local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and in Smith and Mason Valley. It's 92.3 on your FM dial.
John Potter and Jay Biggs, I am on pins and needles introducing our next guest. Acupuncturist Rachel Hebert says if you are thinking of Pinhead from the movie Hellraiser, you're doing it all wrong. Her office is right off 580 by Huffaker Lane at 110 Country Estate Circle. Hi, Rachel.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Rachel, you're in here with us this morning because we need to talk about your services because we've got the holidays coming up, obviously. And I'm sure you have gift certificates or something you can help some folks out with.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I do. I do have what gift a certificates. Gift. Yes.
You do? Okay, mm-hmm. That was a shot in the dark. And I was thinking to myself, she's probably going to go to the office after this and print up some like online gift certificates.
Nope, I have
You actually
them.
Do?
I do.
Okay, well,
yes.
You know, we are coming up on the holidays, and sometimes one of the best gifts you can give people is health. Am I wrong?
Oh, that's very correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's talk about
Never heard of an acupuncture gift card.
Oh, I've done it, actually, okay. For acupuncture or for microneedling.
And it's not just that you do. You do the ear seeds.
Ear seeds.
Oh, you have so much to explain here.
Why? What? Ear seeds?
Yes.
What? Okay, tell me what this is. I don't even know. Is this like burning a candle in your ear?
No
or like,
way.
What is
no
this?
Way. No candles in the ear.
Okay.
So with ear seeds, there's every point on the body is in your ear. So with ear seeds, it's more, you know, for those that don't want to do needles. I'll stick an ear seed on, and they stay on for like 3 to 5 days, and you kind of press the ear seeds, and it'll stimulate the point. So it gives you the acupuncture benefit with if some people don't want to do acupuncture needles.
It looks like a little what? A ladybug thing or something?
Well, there are some bougie ones now with Swarovski crystals, but then there's other ones with like stainless steel, 24 karat gold. There's some plain ones as well.
Wow.
Can you kind of tell me, like, just in a very short hypnosis, like all over the ear, like what, how many different points are there?
Oh, every point from like, your head to your toes.
Really?
In your ear.
And
yep.
can you put those little, what are they called?
Ear seeds.
Ear seeds. You can put those all over your ear in different, so you can kind of look like you're pierced up like crazy. Well, if you're doing the whole body.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't do the whole body all at once. I mean, that
oh,
would
you
be,
wouldn't? Okay,
no.
I don't know how that goes.
So say you came in for like anxiety or back pain, I would do specific points for the specific thing that you would need.
Okay.
Or insomnia. Mm-hmm.
I just had a friend like this week for the first time ever, I had Reiki done on me.
Yeah?
And yeah, it was interesting.
Well, for those who have not tried acupuncture, and there are so many who have not tried it, how does, and make this so Jay can understand, how does acupuncture work?
So there's different channels
Sorry,
within the body that work energetically. And depending upon what you're coming in for, I would do different points for that on the different channels. So there's like the liver channel, the gallbladder channel, the bladder channel, but it doesn't necessarily relate to that organ per se.
Right.
It just is an energetic pathway that would use to help for whatever specific condition you're coming in for.
See, that makes sense. She said it like channel. I mean, I know about like fishing channels and racing channels. Now she's explained this.
Okay, I hear it's effective for everything from headaches to what, diet control. You can use acupuncture.
Yeah. Pain.
So it's different pokes for different folks.
Right.
Well, right there. Use that. Folks. That's a. Sell it. That's right.
I like that.
There's a new slogan there. Haven't thought of that one before.
But it's needles for different parts of the body for different effects.
Correct.
Yeah. Do you have one of those big wall chart things where it shows the connection?
I actually have a mannequin that has all the points on it, listing on the front and the back, on the hands.
Oh, I thought you'd demonstrate on Jay today.
No. I got to ask you because we got our sales guy, Blake Gunther, in here today. And Blake, I want you to get over here on the mic because you, on mic three, because you said that you actually have had some work done
by
Rachel as well. Oh, Phil, you got to turn on the mic for him.
Yeah, so back in August when I got rear-ended just sitting at a red light, Rachel was just actually coming in the following week for a spot, and she ended up treating me in Dave's office, and the stiffness in my neck was gone after she left, and I had a stiff neck from being rear-ended, and
yeah,
it really helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I was a skeptic at first of it. She made a believer out of me.
Dude, well, you know, I mean, right there, that's the kind of personal story I want to get, you know, and hear, and folks out there want to hear, because it's somebody that we actually know right here that's telling us what happened. Now, Rachel, real quick here, tell us, so what did you do to Blake exactly? I mean, like, what kind of sorcery do you have?
Well, I actually did a couple points in his ear, and then I did a couple points on his hands, and that was it.
Points as in needles?
Needles, yeah.
And how long do you keep the needles in?
I think I kept them in for, like, 25 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
It's less than a tattoo.
And it was quicker than Tylenol.
Right. All right. Well, which is true. All right. So, Rachel, what kind of other services? I mean, we were just talking about these points, obviously, you know, but like, so tell us about what other things you do. What's it, micro
needling. So, that's actually more of like a cosmetic procedure.
I've seen this on the not ASMR videos, but like the relaxing videos on YouTube where they're like kind of scraping skin.
No,
it's not
at all.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
So with the microneedle, there's 12 needles within this specific head that are very tiny, and they'll kind of stimulate very quickly, and they'll push in the serum that I put on the face. I mix it with hyaluronic acid, and then different Chinese herbs that are used for anti-aging, fine lines and wrinkles, and it'll push it into the skin and give and work on regenerating the skin and improving skin.
Is that the MICC injection or
no,
is that different?
No, that's an acupuncture injection.
Okay, what's the MICC injection?
So that's a MIC injection. So that helps with like weight loss.
Okay.
Yes.
Really?
Weight loss injection. Where do you... Does
different
it go in the arm or?
Points.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, I'm blown away by the science. I get it is a science, right? I mean,
yes.
It's been proven and all this stuff. I mean, obviously, we've got people in here telling us it works.
There's
so
lots of services to.
Well, I've got a hip that feels like it's going out, so maybe we can talk and you
yes.
can jab me in the hip. You're the only person I'll let jab me.
I won't go directly into the hip, though.
Right, exactly.
How often do people get these treatments? Is it a one-time thing, or is Blake going in again?
So for acupuncture, mm-hmm. people literally come in, you know, for their treatment that day. Then they'll come in the following week. And then after that, we typically kind of talk and... you know, figure out a good game plan for what each individual needs because everyone, you know, knows what their body needs better than I do, you know, because I'm just meeting everyone for the first time. So, you know, we kind of, you have a little bit of say with what you think you need
as
well.
How did you first find interest in this? How did it all begin for you?
Well, to be honest, I was actually a professional ballet dancer.
Yeah.
And growing up, there would be different injuries that, you know, would kind of happen. And got in for acupuncture because I was able to get back into the studio, you know, quickly once I received acupuncture. So, I mean, you know, less time away from the studio is obviously.
So you felt the improvement and you were sold. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Kind of just stuck with her.
Yeah.
It stuck with you. Thank you, Blake.
That's cool. Well, all right. Well, Rachel, how can people find out about you other than hearing your name on our ski reports on our stations?
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me at Rachel Hebert, OMD. You can call or text to 775-548-6949, or you can email Rachel Hebert, OMD, at gmail.com.
Awesome. Okay. Well, and as I mentioned, we have those ski reports. I want actually to tell everybody about that because our sister stations as well are going to be running these ski reports that are going to be going on through, I believe, February and if not longer, through maybe April. Okay. Throughout April, you're going to hear Rachel's name on all of our stations, including Alt 92.1, Fun 101, and 94.9 The Party, and Cowboy Country. So,
well, yeah. I should try this, Rachel, because I just posted a selfie, and people told me to get well soon. So,
well, we're gonna get you acupunctured after this, right, John.
Well, come on in. I'll help. I'll hook
I'm
you
so
up.
I'm so glad to be here.
We can get you some pins and needles.
Yeah, right. You might be on pins and needles after we find out about the real estate market, and that is next right here with Rick Canale on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Those who like this show are happier, more intelligent, and better looking, according to a study that I just made up. Very good results. Yes, I know. You hope I'll find a therapist who will help me. No. I'm John Potter. That's Jay Biggs.
That's me. And you know what? We have in the studio with us right now, just like we do each and every Saturday morning at 9:30, it is our local real estate expert with RE/MAX Gold. It is Rick Canale. Good morning, Rick.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to be here this beautiful fall day, and it's a great opportunity to learn a little bit about real estate. What do you think?
I think it's a great day to learn about real estate. Look now, outside, because you know what? Hey, this would be a perfect day for showings, because if you want to drive people around in the car, they're not going to get snow in
and
the back.
And according to Rick, it's a perfect time to buy, because this is, what, the slow season, so you can take advantage of that in some ways with sellers who would like a little activity during the slowest time of year, right, Rick?
Yeah, it seems to be the slowest time, or a lot of people think it's the slowest time, but actually it's one of my better times during the year, every year that I've been in real estate, because people are looking for a lot of benefits. But what we're going to talk about today is the perfect. Is this a perfect opportunity to buy a home? You know, the public gets a lot of their information on the housing market from the media, and we know that the media thrives on ratings, right? So what gives them high ratings? We know
BS.
But we know there's two things that sell people on that the media gets their ratings from. They talk about sex. They talk about fear, right? And so a lot of people get their information from the media, and so when they talk about different things, they oftentimes just talk about the surface issues and don't really delve deep into the real issues, such as in real estate and the housing market. So, you know, they'll talk to us about inflation, high mortgage interest rates, recession, the job market, layoffs that will probably be coming, but they talk very little about the history of the housing market, the rise in demand for houses, homes, and the tight inventory that we still face, right? So we're talking about the law of supply and demand. But they don't really look at the real issues that are the cause of these different topics that we talk about. And so there is a forecast for next year that the first two quarters, maybe the third quarter, are going to be really looking good for the real estate market. And we're probably going to be seeing lower interest rates, and there's a reason for that. And it's going to be based on a lot of things, but and we're also going to. They also talk about the deceleration of home appreciation, and a great opportunity to own and build a home. And so, when we talk about these issues, they're real. Okay, when we talk about inflation, we talk about high interest rates. We have these things that are real to people, because with 7% interest rate, 6% interest rate, is still in a high price point. It's still hard for people to get into home who are looking to buy a home. So today, I brought with me a very special guest. His name is Kyle Rush. And Kyle Rush is with Guild Mortgage in Carson City. That's where his office is. And I've known Kyle for many, many years. And he's been in the business for a lot of long time.
22 years, right, Kyle?
That's correct.
Great. And so, Kyle, tell us, please, how can buyers really deal with this with today's market when it comes to high interest rates, and how can they get into the market and still not suffer?
Yeah, thanks, Rick. That's a great question, and I think that right now us lenders, we're being very pragmatic about the programs we're coming up with to help buyers get into this market, and the opportunity really revolves around the seller's desire to sell, and the way we can negotiate that to create credits on a file that allow us to buy down interest rates. Now, what does a buy down of an interest rate mean? Essentially, we're looking at either a temporary buy down or a permanent buy down. On a permanent buy down of the interest rate is reduced for the entire life of the loan, which really helps bring down that payment for the life of the loan. Right now, though, Rick mentioned that we're going to see, hopefully in the next year, year and a half, a drop in interest rates. And so we're really trying to do what we can to help people get through this higher rate time. And so the special programs we're really focusing right now are 2-1 buy-downs and 3-2-1 buy-downs. The idea behind these programs is that the interest rate gets drastically reduced for the first couple of years of the loan, which in turn really lowers your monthly payment and makes the segue into that home a lot easier for a new family.
Wow. Okay. Because I assumed that one thing people would, I would think, try to avoid is locking in their mortgage loan, and then the rate drops and they feel like, oh, if I only had waited a little bit. So there's a bit of a guarantee involved.
Yeah. So John, there are a couple of things there. The first thing is the opportunity to have that lower rate for the first few years equals a real low payment for that buyer. But also a lot of our companies, specifically Guild, are offering opportunities for our clients to come back and see us over the next couple of years and refi on a loan that will have no lender cost. So we're willing to waive that cost of that transaction on our lender side to lower the rates if, in fact, that opportunity does arise.
Yeah, I knew there'd be refi, but yeah, the fact that there are no extra charges or fees for it, that's quite a good deal.
Yeah, we really want to take care of our community and give people the opportunity to get into these homes at a stable payment and then take advantage of the market as it changes in the near future, because that is one thing that will likely happen.
All right, sir.
Wow.
Well, it's really interesting what he's talking about, because people are always focused on that interest rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that people are concerned about what their monthly payments are, so this really helps offset their monthly payments. But it also gets their foot in the door into home ownership. And we know for home ownership, two-thirds, this is no brainer, but two-thirds of net worth really comes from home equity. So when you own a home and you're building your wealth, and there's four ways to build wealth, right? You have appreciation of the home over time, right? You have that debt reduction because you're paying down that mortgage. You're seeing the rise of your equity in your home. You have tax savings. Plus, you have something that you don't have when you're renting, and that's security in that home.
Right.
And so these are really important factors for people who want to own a home, right? And
plus, if you want to change things up, you don't have to ask anybody. It's your place.
That's right. That's right. And so it's really important, and I always say, you know, we always have to have a place to live.
Right.
Okay? So it's a no-brainer. What do you want to do? Do you want to rent? Do you want to own? So the really good thing to do is, if you're talking about how do I explore these avenues, if you have any questions, you know, I, as a real estate professional, will tell somebody to talk to a lender like Kyle. And Kyle, how would somebody get in touch with you?
You can reach me at 775-885-6892. My name is Kyle Rush with Guild Mortgage in Carson City.
Great. And also, the things that I talked about earlier, the forecasting of the market, I don't just pull this out of the air. I listen to a lot of experts, and right, I study it because that's my career in understanding what is going on in the market, so I can advise and talk and consult with people.
Well,
about,
boy, if you did pull it out of the air, I'd say you should go into sports betting.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, it'd be pretty good. So I want to make an offer to the audience today,
okay,
those who are listening today. If they want to know more about real estate and where the market's going, there's a one-hour webinar out there that talks about and breaks down all these different things that really identifies things that the media doesn't talk about, but really tells you why this is a great opportunity to buy, not just for first-time home buyers or somebody who's moving up, but also for investors as well. And the best way to get that from me is just to give me a call or contact me on my website. And, of course, my number is 775-790-0574. But also, they can go into my website, Rick Has Buyers or Rick Has Sellers.
Right.
So I just wanted to take this opportunity right now to thank everybody for taking the moment to listen to us here. And if you have any questions at all about real estate, feel free to give me a call, because I'd love to be your real estate person.
Absolutely.
And when we talk about these things, it's just really important. Kyle, do you have any
Kyle, do you have a website or something people can go and check you out as well?
Yeah, you can find me at guildmortgage.com, Robert Kyle Rush. And guys, I think that Rick nailed it. It's an opportunity right now to buy. I think the opportunity is great. And focusing on a great community realtor like Rick, somebody who's been here since I was a young squirt in Cub Scouts, he was teaching me at that point. So this guy cares about your
community.
He
was your Cub Scout teacher?
He was. I've known
this
guy for a
long
time.
That is so cool. I used to do, when I was growing up in Canada, partially, I was a wolf cub. So that's what we had up there, not Cub Scouts.
Yeah, he grew up with my sons, and I watched these people, my sons and Kyle and his whole family grow, and he's just a great, honest guy. And if you have anything that you need regarding mortgages, he knows it. He's been through the ringer all these years.
Right.
The ringer. I got a question for a timely question for both you guys. How should you prepare the home you're selling for the holidays? Are there seasonal things you can do to spruce it up to make it look so attractive to sell? I mean, you can't put too many decorations in there, right? That's too much clutter.
You want to be very conservative, of course. If you have any questions about how to do that, I mean, this is holiday seasons, right? You're selling your home. If this is the time you're selling your home and you still want to enjoy, but you don't want to overdo it, so we can come in here and tell you. But I tell you what is really nice is when you have that apple cider warming up, right? Mm-hmm. And you have the smells of Christmas, the cookies, bacon, and things like that. That just is fabulous. What do you think, Kyle?
I agree. And if you ask my wife, she'd say put a Christmas tree in every room.
Yeah.
Well, let's pick a favorite smell here, speaking of which, since you brought it up. What do you say? Cinnamon, evergreen, gingerbread, baked cookies, candles, or potpourri?
Oh, boy.
Baked cookies for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you what, I love the smell of cinnamon. But all of those things that you mentioned, they're wonderful, as long as you don't overdo it, right?
Well, I had one agent tell me years ago that you can fix up and make your house look great for the holidays, but you can't leave up anything religious. Now, that kind of makes sense because not everybody has the same religion, but that's one thing you really shouldn't be showing, which is kind of sad to say, to sell a home.
If somebody wants to display something in their home that talks about that, you know, I don't discourage them from doing that, of course, because when we talk about selling homes, we don't discriminate.
Right.
We deal with the Fair Housing Act, and so we allow people to do what they want to do, but we do counsel with them and talk to them about things that you're talking about, but it's still your home, although you're trying to sell it, so you have to think that it's not your home anymore. And so if you listen to the counsel of your real estate professional like me, and I bring stagers in to help them understand what to do, and stagers are professionals who come.
You have local stagers.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like Natalia.
Like Natalia, we've had her on the show in the past, right? And she'll come in and she'll talk about to the people about what to do during this holiday season and how best to display your home and give it that beautiful curb appeal that just makes it feel really warm and welcoming, because when people walk in that door, that's what you want them to feel.
My key to it in my house throughout the winter, I just had to look it up because I was thinking, what's the name of that stuff? But I go to Williams-Sonoma, and I get the stuff called mulling spices. I don't know if you've ever had those or not, but all you got to do is put them in some boiling hot water.
No, we already settled on the baked cookies, Jake.
I like mulling spices, dang it. Have both.
But I wanted to take this last moment to wish everybody out there a very, very happy Thanksgiving. You know, this is a time of year when we kick off the holiday seasons. And, you know, when we think about Thanksgiving, we think about all the gratitude that we have for being in such a wonderful country that we live in and being in such a beautiful area as we live in here in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Carson Valley, Lake Tahoe, Dayton, all of this beautiful area here in northern Nevada. I love it here, and the people, when they move here, they're going to love it too.
Absolutely.
Well said.
I'm going to go ahead and drop the bomb on something next week, John. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be with us. You've got a huge road trip. So it's just going to be us, pretty much, Rick, hanging out. But I am going to do what I think is the thankful edition of this show, where I'm going to have people basically call in, tell us what they're thankful for. We're going to talk about it. We're going to maybe have some family members of mine come on or something. I would like for you to maybe bring your wife or kids or somebody as well. It's going to be the family edition next week, man. Thanksgiving.
That'd be wonderful. I'm sure that she'd be open to that idea. She's my better half.
Yeah, I was going to say your better half.
That's right.
This might be our best show yet.
So,
all right.
Rick, what do you call a Christmas tree that knows kung fu?
Oh, boy, you got me there. Go ahead and give it to me.
Spruce Lee.
Spruce Lee.
Like
you like
that?
Oh, yeah, they're leaving. Hey, come back here.
Anyway.
Kyle, nice meeting you there. And Rick, thanks for coming by. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Great. And if you have any questions, get a hold of me at 775-790-0574 or at Rick Has Buyers or Rick Has Sellers. Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be right back. More stuff to talk about this morning right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey!
Like Fat Albert?
Fat John. That time of year, you know.
Well, we're going to get fat after the holidays, especially if Valerie Ferrari keeps cooking us all this good food.
Speaking of food, friends, that's Jay Biggs. I'm John Potter. We lost some local nostalgia this week. Sizzler Restaurant has sizzled out in Sparks.
I'm upset about this. Let's talk.
Gosh, that place used to be so fun and popular.
You know,
the cheesy bread. Remember the Malibu chicken, whatever that was?
Yeah.
Remember all you could eat shrimp?
Yes, exactly. This is what I'm thinking about is the nostalgia of that, because Sizzler was where I went as a kid. It was like did we ever have Bonanza or Ponderosa steakhouses out here? Because we had them in Kansas City when I was growing up. So
I know, I've seen them, but not here.
Yeah. Okay, well.
But Sizzler, man, you talk about. My buddies and I would have shrimp eating contests there in the 70s.
You know,
we were miserable when we were done.
Right. They had my favorite. They had three things that I want to bring up that I'm always going to forever miss. One was my favorite dessert. It was that chocolate mousse. The chocolate mousse with like whipped cream and oh my gosh. Anyways, now I'm hungry. The other thing was the cheesy bread, like you said. That the toast was unbelievable. But my favorite thing there of all the things was
Sizzler.
The buffet was the little chicken wings. They were the best chicken wings I'd ever had in my entire life. They're so good. They were like country style. They didn't have like buffalo wing sauce on them or anything like that. But anyways.
It was perfect in the 70s and 80s. And then one thing that kind of bothered me is then remember when they set up that separate buffet lineup and it was just for kids? And they had the kids mobbing out of control at their own.
Turned into the spaghetti and.
Oh, the workers must have hated that. Yeah. The cleanup and everything. Oh, yeah. They'd have a big bin of like jelly beans and things like that. The kids' buffet.
Yes, the ice cream section, which is still only about 3 feet tall. Well, until they closed. So
they're not going to be the last. I mean, with Sizzler and we have Claim Jumper gone. I worry about Applebee's and Outback now, you know?
Oh, there, you know what? I hate to say this, but it's like, I mean, there's a lot of places that, I got to tell you, the last time I had somebody tell me they're going to Red Lobster, I don't remember.
Well, we'll lose a few more, but that darn Macaroni Grill is going to stay there forever.
I hate that place, personally. Ugh.
And just 2 days ago, Long John Silver's on Kitsky closed.
What?
Who's going to make my hush puppies?
Long John Silver's is gone?
Yeah.
On Kitsky. OMG.
And we lost Boston Market. They shut their doors this week, but they say they're going to reopen to take orders for Thanksgiving. Baja Fresh closed. That used to be on Kitsky.
Well, hold on. You said Boston Market?
Well, I have to ask, where are our 70s going with Long John Silver's and Sizzler's gone? And as a relic of the 70s myself, I'm worried about what's going to happen to me.
Well, I mean, you're going to be like the gold and silver restaurant eventually. I don't know.
Well, interesting fact you bring up about Long John Silver's, which I never knew.
Yeah, so the trans fats. They were the last restaurant to use trans fats.
Where did you hear that?
You could look it up. I have a Google machine, man.
Google machine.
Yeah, I'm not like Rick. I don't just pick things out of the air like he was saying he doesn't, because I don't do that either. You know, so, but But seriously, if you go on the Google machine, it's right there. Trans fats. Which, you know, hey, honestly, it's a lot like Red Lobster. When's the last time you heard somebody say that they had Long John Silvers? I remember the last time I had Long John Silvers over there on Kitski in Vassar was with my mom, and this was like August of 2020. So it's been forever. You know, it's not like it's something, the hush puppies, yeah, they'll be forgotten, but I don't know if anything else is really
going to be
missed.
I even ate those little crumbs that'd be left.
Yes, I did love how they would fill the bottom of the box with the
deep fried crumbs.
The trans fat crumbs. Speaking of trans spores, have you heard of this?
You told me when I walked in here and I looked it up, and he's right. Spores is
a new pronoun. There's new pronouns now. And Blake, I'm going to get you on the mic with us here. Hello. Spores is now a pronoun for people that have tried to identify with he or she but can't fit in with any of it.
And this is outside of the people that identify as animals as well? This is past them?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what the whole... It's ridiculous, though, because if you look it up, spores is a pronoun. It's known as a... What's the name of it? It's a super pronoun, or what's the name of it, John? What did we call it earlier?
Well, I don't know, Jay, but you know what? Or? I'm not sure what the spores are, but you'll always be an it to me.
I am an it.
I prefer to be referred to as emperor. Now, everybody has their own greatness.
He's vying for a spot in the Nevada Day Parade. That's what he's doing as an emperor.
Everybody has their own pronoun.
Anyways, all right, my pronoun is radio host, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, all right, ladies and gentlemen, next hour, we've got Gear Hut coming in, also Mama Celeste. Hopefully they're bringing a pie. All right.
And Joe Hart from News 4 coming
up. That's right. King of the Cage as well. It's all next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk. FPD.